It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our last study of the book of Ephesians, we left off in chapter 2, and I'd like to read verse 14 once again, where it says, "For he is our peace." Who is our peace? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. According to verse 13, it says that we are made nigh or brought close to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Well, he broke down the middle wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentile, because we have all been made one in Jesus Christ once we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, the Jewish people, the ones who have not received Jesus Christ as Savior, now we know that the Bible teaches us that the nation Israel is God's people, but the Jewish people today, they look at themselves as being all right with God, even though they've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. They do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Now, I'm speaking of those who have never trusted Jesus. And as we think of this, they can be saved just like we are. That is the Jewish people. That's the reason you and I, as saved people, we're to tell them about Jesus Christ and use the Word of God to speak to them just as we would speak to another person who's not a Jew, letting them know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that there's none righteous, no, not one. The book of Isaiah even tells us that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Well, those righteousnesses that it speaks of there are those things we do to try to go to heaven. In other words, we cannot be good enough, we cannot be righteous enough on our own to get into God's heaven. And that's what we need to relate not only to the Jewish people, but to every person in this world without Jesus Christ, that he must be our Savior in order to go to heaven. But notice that verse says the middle wall of partition has been between us. It's gone. It's not there any longer, because once we get saved, we're all one in Jesus Christ. And I would remind you that in the Old Testament, we read about the tabernacle and we read about the temple in the New Testament, how that there was a veil leading into the Holy of Holies. And only the priest, the high priest, only he could enter into that Holy of Holies once a year. And when he entered in, he would make prayers for the people. But when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, the Bible tells us that that veil was rent in twain. In other words, it was torn in two. That veil was very thick. No man could have torn that veil in two. It had to be the power of God that tore the veil in two, and it divided, and it opened the way into the Holy of Holies. And what that means is this: God made it possible for everyone to go into the holy place. No, not into the temple, not into the Holy of Holies of the temple or tabernacle, but into God's presence. We go into God's presence once we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. Now, we don't see him with our physical eye, but we see him with our eye of faith. Remember, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So when we come to Jesus Christ, we are actually going into the Holy of Holies. When we pray, just as that priest would go into the Holy of Holies and pray for the people and pray for himself, we too go into the Holy of Holies through prayer, and we ask God to take care of us. We tell him our petitions, what we need, and what we're thankful for, and we also pray for other individuals. So God has made it a way for us personally to go to him in prayer. We don't go to God in prayer through another person. That other person that some try to go through, and they try to offer prayers through a priest, another person who says they have the authority to go to God in prayer. Well, you have the authority to go to God in prayer if you've trusted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because the middle wall of partition has been broken down. We are all one in Jesus Christ, and the veil has been rent in twain, it's been torn in two, so that we can enter in through prayer into the Holy of Holies with God. We can talk to Him in prayer. Well, notice verse 15 now, as we look on in Ephesians chapter 2. Notice what happened, because the middle wall of partition has been broken down. That says, having abolished in His flesh the enmity between the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Once again, we're all one in Jesus Christ. We're all considered one. We're to be together of like mind, of knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and following what He has for us to do. God doesn't really force us to do anything once we get saved. He asks us. He wants us. Well, now let's back up just a minute now. He tells us that we are to be witnesses unto Him or for Him, and we're to go everywhere telling other people about Jesus Christ, about Him. But He does not force anyone to do anything. We are to do that because He first loved us and because we love Him. I believe if we could get that through our minds and our hearts, that we could and we would serve God more because of Jesus Christ, because of the love He had for us. We need to have a great love for Him. And we're going to see Him one day. And I don't know about you, but when I see Him, I want to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I want Him to be proud of me. And I want Him to know that I have loved Him and I've served Him while in this life, because He saved my soul. Verse 15 again says, having abolished, that's Jesus Christ, having abolished in His flesh, Jesus Christ, the enmity, no more war, nothing separating us, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. We don't have to worry about that. For to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. When a person comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, they've realized that there's no way they're going to save themselves, and they don't keep any ordinances to be saved, and they have been made one new man in Jesus Christ. We've made peace with God. Verse 16, it goes on to say, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Well, God has made it possible once again for us to approach Him in prayer personally because of Jesus Christ, and He's reconciled us unto God into one body. Everyone who is saved, everyone who has trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior, they have become the bride of Christ. They're part of the bride of Christ. Now, as human beings, we don't understand. We can't understand everything that God says. We liken this to a man and a woman being married. They are to be together as one flesh. They're one. They're to think alike and they're to do things alike. Although they're separate people, they have their own minds, but they work together. And that's the way it is with people who get saved. We're to work together with each other, but most importantly, we're to work with Jesus Christ. We're to let Him lead us and to guide us. Because why? We're one body made in Jesus Christ. We're the bride of Christ. And one of these days, we're going to hear Him say, "Come up hither." And at that time, I believe that we're going to go to a marriage supper of the Lamb. And the people who are saved right now, and those people who are saved later on, Jesus Christ, this is what we call the church age. We've been saved during the church age. And all those people who are saved during this time, they are the bride of Christ. You have such a great privilege today, not only to be saved, to go to heaven, but the great privilege of saying that I am the bride of Christ. I'm part of the bride of Christ. And just as that man and woman come together to be one flesh, we come together with Jesus Christ to be one in Him. We are so close to Him, and He is close to us. We are inseparable, in other words. We become one with Jesus Christ, and we don't have to wait till we're with Him. because the Bible teaches us, as we've been reading here in verse 16, we become one body by the cross in Jesus Christ. No more war, no more having enmity between Jesus Christ and us, because we become one. We're one because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because He saved us. Now, notice here in Romans chapter 6 and verse 6, I think of this verse after I've read verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 2. Romans 6, 6 says this, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him. You're crucified with who? Crucified with Jesus. That the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. In an earlier study of Ephesians, we talked about how that some people creep in unawares and they lead people astray. And they confuse people and they try to get them to be a dishonor and disgrace to the Lord. Well, this says that the body of sin might be destroyed in verse 16 or verse 6 of Romans chapter 6. We need to realize that our body has, ourselves have died to the Lord. If we could get that through our minds and our hearts, then I believe that we could serve God greater. We could do more for the Lord. That verse once again in Romans 6, 6 says, knowing this, that our old man, that's the old flesh, that's the old person, before we are born again, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. We need to do our best through the Lord Jesus Christ to live for Him daily, bringing honor and glory to Him, not bringing disgrace, but serving Him and having the testimony that when someone looks and says that person must be a saved person, that person must be a Christian because of the way they're serving God, serving Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:20 says this, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, all things to be reconciled unto Jesus Christ. How? By Him. By Jesus Christ. It's all in all Jesus Christ. Notice it says, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Jesus Christ is all in all. He's everything to everything. He is the Creator. The Bible says that there was nothing made that was made without Jesus Christ. And there's no one going to heaven without Jesus Christ. My question to you today is, do you know Him as your Lord and Savior? You need to come to Him today. You need to trust Him as your Savior. And we've looked and we've seen how that He's made this promise. He said, if I be lifted up from earth, I'm going to draw all men unto Me. The Holy Spirit speaks to hearts, and I believe He's speaking to someone right now. You, He's speaking to you, that person, you're that person who needs to come to Jesus Christ, all of sin, and come short of the glory of God. That's you. You're not right with God. Every person has sinned. That's you, all. That's you. All of sin and come short of the glory of God. But the good news is this, that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the way you get eternal life is by saying, Lord Jesus, I've decided to go Your way. I am looking to You, Lord, in order to go to heaven. Please save me. I know I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Please come into my heart and save me so that one day I'll be able to see You personally and thank You personally for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for coming in to my heart and saving me.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.